The drug companies are not going to be excited about this one. They just found a spice that has the equivalent effect of Prozac. It's not patentable. It's just a spice you can get your hands on. I'm going to show you how and what this one is in this study. So, hey, it's Dr. Livingood. Check this out. Of course, I'm not advising to not have your medications or not, you know, follow advice of your doctor. But interesting, when a food competes head to head against a medication, especially one as well known around the world as a mental health disorder, an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety, these types of medications that are incredibly, incredibly popular. Fluoxetine is one of the main ones, and the generic name for that being Prozac. They looked at what is now called the most expensive spice in the world. Imagine how I got that name. The most expensive spice in the world. They put it up against Prozac. And in the study here, and when they looked at it, it was a 6-week trial, and it was double blind, single center trial, randomized controlled. So the gold standard of trials. And they wanted to compare people that were using 30 milligrams of this herb per day, comparing those to taking fluoxetine, Prozac. And then they wanted to look at those human beings that had mild or moderate depression and suffering with those anxiety type symptoms, a lot of the mental health disorders that are plaguing so many people today. And what they found is that there were similar effects between this spice and the actual Prozac. What is it? I thought this was a very shocking one for maybe a friend or a family member to see that study, to know, wow, maybe there's another option, because there is so many side effects when it comes to these medications. Just one study on ResearchGate, which I'll share below, showed that just with mood stabilizers alone, you can suffer hypothyroidism, excessive urination, excessive thirst, hair loss, acne, fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, tremors, indigestion, nausea, dizziness, sedation, weight gain, impeded memory issues, so many different side effects just from the one medication, let alone antidepressants themselves, dry mouth, a lot of the blurred vision, constipation, weight gain, sleep disruption, headaches, nausea, GI and abdomen pains and disruption. You can even affect your libido. It can cause ED. It can affect pleasure when you're having intercourse. Agitation, anxiety, those are literally creating some of the problems they're meant to treat, and then a whole bunch of other issues with the body. So it's something to talk to your doctor about and be aware of those kind of side effects. That link to that study is below, just showing some of those common side effects to be aware if you're suffering with any of them, to talk to your doctor about it. What is it? Saffron. Saffron is harvested from the Crocus sativus, that's his Latin name, flower. And it's commonly known as saffron crocus, shortened to saffron. It is costing between $500 and $5,000 per pound. The good news is in this study, there was only a 30 milligram dose needed. So very, 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 very small amount. If you were buying the pound, it gets expensive. But when you have that concentrated 30 milligram dose, saffron up against Prozac had equivalent results in people that had mild to moderate depression. That was mind-blowing to me. Well, you started to look at, okay, how much do you actually need? What's the way to get it in a proper form? Well, you want to distill it down. It's a very powerful antioxidant from the specific flower, right? And then get those antioxidants, and they'll have brain supporting, inflammation supporting, appetite reduction, aids in weight loss, because depression can actually cause a lot of weight gain. So it has that same impact. And its main mechanism is impacting the oxidative stress of the body, especially oxidative stress of the brain. The main thing I wanted to focus on is there's the petal of it and there's the stigma of it in the flower. And so with the boiled down stigma version of the saffron, 30 milligrams per day, and then you can surround that really easily with some other great mental health supporters. So with this study with saffron, now you know you have one plant and one petal, one flower, the stigma of that flower that can be taken in a 30 milligram dose and have a significant impact on mental health. There's a bunch of other nutrients that I love that have really solid research. I have a pile of it sitting in front of me. I could put some of this down below. When you look at tryptophan and tyrosine, very good at supporting depressive states. 5-HTP, Bacopa. Bacopa has a really good effect on the brain and on memory. B vitamins like B12, methylcobalamin. B6 also helps with anxiety and depressive symptoms. And another big one, GABA, a neurotransmitter that helps the brain function and power it. So when it comes to anxiousness or effects on mental health, when it's compared to medications, it holds up really well. These are some incredible foods and herbs that could be put into a regimen to help support mental health. I'm never saying and advocating replacing the doctor or medical advice, but when studies come out like this, and saffron goes up against it. And then you have research on GABA, and you have research on these other common amino acids and B vitamins. You could put some of these things in and see the kind of impact, and you can consolidate it down and you can get multiples in this one. Maybe looking at saffron, maybe looking at GABA, maybe looking at some other things to help support mental health with foods while you're working on solutions for the certain issue you might have. Wanted to share this study with you. I found it fascinating. Saffron. And then check out this next video for more Real Health Solutions.